Released earlier this year in Europe, Alegranza is the debut from El Guincho, Spaniard Pablo Diaz Reixa. The 9-song, 40-minute release mixes Afrobeat, Calypso, world music, Tropicalia, and freak folk into a delirious blast of music that sounds something like Manu Chao crossed up with Animal Collective. It's very loop-based, with repetitive song structures that rely on clever transitions and some great vocals. Being an uneducated fellow who can only speak two languages, and one of those not very well at all, I don't understand a word of what Diaz Reixa is saying, but it doesn't really matter a whole lot. After all, if you can say you understand most of what the aforementioned Animal Collective has been singing for a good portion of their career, you're probably pretty fluent in gibberish anyway. It's more about the delivery and melodies, and those are the keys here. Palmitos Park kicks off the album, and after a short sample, kicks into a glorious mixture of doo-wop chorus, drum fills, and crowd noise, while the vocals from Diaz Reixa work up a lather with some insanely hooky melodies. Antillas follows with tightly packed short loops that zoom around the stereo headspace and push it into a trance-like progression, along with babbling but emphatic vocals. And really, that's the operating procedure with the release, as song after song finds a tiny hook and then lets it rip for a while as vocals spiral and wind their way over the top. Calice pushes into the red with a 6-strike bang of metal drums, some thick bass, and crashing cymbal fills. Cuando Mavia Fui shakes things up a bit more, breaking up the relentless shorter loops with some overlapping samples and the requisite vocals, giving it a village sing-along feel for a while that pulls away to reveal something entirely different by the end. It's the sort of release that will drive some listeners completely nuts, simply because of the construction techniques, but it also powers forwards with such a giddy energy that it's hard not to get wrapped up in it. By the time it lopes into the closer of Polka Mazurka, it's easy to want to just stick with something a little bit longer and develop an idea further than repeated 5-second loops. But it's the layering and slight shifts, and honestly, the sheer roughness of the release, that give Alegranza a lot of its charm. I can't wait to see what El Guincho does after this invigorating debut.